1. Scott Mills.
Missy and the Feeling on Radio 1. This is the Scott Mills Show, where it is time for a world exclusive. Never, ever, ever before witnessed on air, or actually anywhere, for that matter, when you come to think about it. We found out earlier this week that supermarkets were the best place to pull. So yesterday, Laura went out to try and prove that, and she did. You pulled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then lots of people pointed out that men actually aren't that fussy, and that if a woman chats them up, they will probably agree to give them her phone number. And what we really need to do to prove it is send a man out to see if he can get a girl's number. That man is Scott. Scott, where are you?
Right, I'm outside a supermarket at the moment.
Okay, how are you feeling at the moment?
I feel rubbish. I know how Laura feels now. I bet this is the best moment of her whole life.
She hasn't stopped grinning since you left the studio.
Yeah, well, whatever.
She kind of is really happy that the boot is on the other foot.
Yeah, well, wait for your next task, my darling.
So you're outside the supermarket, and
yes.
What have you got in your hands? What are you armed with?
I've got lyrics to You're Beautiful by James Blunt,
mm-hmm.
and also kind of like a Dalmatian cuddly toy, which the head keeps falling off.
Okay, but also, Scott, though, don't forget you've got a ready smile and your charming wit.
That's right.
As well as those two things.
Yeah, I think this could work, I think.
Right, so all you've got to do is find a female in an aisle in that supermarket. Start chatting to her about what's in her basket. That's the first rule.
Okay.
Have you seen anybody that takes your fancy?
Yeah.
Okay. Describe it to me.
She's quite foxy.
Okay.
About 25.
Right. What's she got on?
She's looking... Oh, no, hang on. She was looking at the mayonnaise. I've got to follow her. Hang on a minute.
Looking at the mayonnaise. Away you go, big boy.
Do you know whether those yogurts are any good or not?
These ones?
Yeah.
These probably my favourite.
Are they? Why are they good?
They're just good flavour.
Are they? Okay. All right, cool.
Tell her that you won the cuddly toy.
Hey, listen. I've won this cuddly toy for you. I mean, the head keeps falling off, but I just thought you might like it. I won it at a fun fair.
You should give it to someone else.
No, I'd like you to have it. Come on, take it with you.
Your yoghurt advice was great.
Because because anyone that likes that organic yoghurt. And also, I've got some lyrics here from one of my favourite songs. It's You're Beautiful by James Blunt, right? My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel by the fat-free yoghurts. Of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the...
She's laughing.
...aisle. She was with another man. That's not right. But I won't lose no sleep on that, because I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
I think this is worse.
Sorry, she's lost her place in the queue now.
Right.
So I'd like you to have that as well, and the toy. Maybe we could go out sometime.
I'll give you a ring.
Would you like that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'll just okay. Hang on. I'll just go and get a pen from the counter here.
I actually think I'm going to faint from the shock. Seriously, don't blow it now. Really, do get a number.
No, I'm going to. Hang on.
Mm.
Excuse me. You ain't got a pen I can borrow, have you?
Sorry.
How helpful.
Oh, come on, there must be somebody with a pen. Anybody in the queue?
I've got a pen.
Brilliant. Find out what she's called as well.
Okay. That's brilliant. Okay, well, I'll give you a call, is that right?
Yeah.
No, thank you so much.
What's her name?
What's your name?
Marie.
Marie, all right, thanks, Marie. Thank you.
Yeah!
Amazing. I've never had so much success with the ladies.
I think your luck with the ladies is
that
changing.
Is amazing. Do you know what? I feel so good now.
I'm going to give you a big hug when you get back. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my mum's going to be so happy.
Run back.
Back from the supermarket? Yes. Check me out. Right, there is... All the texts now are saying that it was the Flirt Divert number she gave me. No, it was not. It was not the Flirt Divert number. Marie gave me her actual number. Why can't you just be happy for me? Don't be jealous. Seriously, I don't know why you can't just be happy for me. Like, we've known each other a couple of years now. I thought that I was your friend.
Me?
No, I'm talking to the listener.
Phew, sure, I was going to say, I'm very happy
There's only
for
one
you.
Person that said congratulations, happy for you, man, and that's Paul Hume, who works at Design Smart
well
in Chatham.
Done.
Everyone else is saying, well, how do we know she wasn't a minger? She was very hot, actually.
Good.
And Australian.
She sounded it.
I like a bit of Australian
it.
Now and again. Blimey, that sounds easy. I'm off to do it now. If you can do it, everybody can. From Andy in Edinburgh.
Lots and lots and lots of people want you to ring her now.
Yeah, I will do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously
well, they
not
don't.
Now.
They don't understand. Honestly,
I'm not going to ring her now. I've only just come back from the supermarket.
Got to take your time.
Remember the 3-day
cool.
rule.
Exactly.
Or at least unpack your shopping and put it away.
You know,
especially the frozen stuff.
She might still be there choosing her yogurts.
Yeah.
In a kind
I'm
of.
I'm not going to ring her yet.
In a love daze.
And
not believing what's happened to
also,
her.
Also, I'm not going to do it on the air.
No.
No way.
But you are going to take her out, then?
I might do, yeah. What happens between me and Marie is... I just remember her name.
Oh, that old problem. You Lothario, you.
What was your name again? What happens between me and Marie is just between
right,
me and
well,
Marie.
Leave it today. Play it cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe ring her tomorrow and then take her out over the weekend.
I'll let you know how it goes, yeah.
You have to take her out, though.
You think
I want you to take her out.
Do you?
Yeah, I definitely, definitely.
She seemed like a really nice girl.
Good. Well, go on a date with her, then.
Oh, yeah, my dad's texting
you're not.
My dad's texting me. Well done, son.
See? You're not seeing another girl at the moment, are you?
No.
There you go, then. Take her out.
All right,
nothing to
reason. Okay. See. Yeah, all right. I'll do that. A lot of people are happy for me now, look, on the text.
Yeah, that's
turned around. Thank you very much.
Massive congratulations, Scott.
Thank you. Any more?
I have to edit most of them.
I'll take Marie out next week to a little place I know. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I still can't find any.
Look, no,
you're
just right, the one.
Now you've had that success, you're all of a fluster, aren't you?
Yeah. Now, you've been messing about with the phone system again, haven't you?
Yes.
We haven't done this for a while.
No.
Where you just answer one of the calls that's coming through to 08700 100 100, because you get bored in your sport role and decide to have a bit of fun on the phones.
Yeah, I just have time for other things as well, but just in case anybody in Newsbeat is listening, I'm working very hard on my sport role, thanks.
Yeah. And what happens is normally you intercept somebody that is calling Radio 1.
Yeah, and just have a bit of fun with them, try and wind them up a little bit.
Right, it's coming up next on Radio 1. So our new phone game... with chappers and a random assortment of clips will be at 6:10 tonight on Radio 1. And loads of people, spurred on by my success with Marie in the supermarket, are now going to their local supermarket to try it tonight. All the single people out there, get yourself down to your local supermarket tonight.
Supermarkets will never had it so good, will they, tonight?
Seriously, you'll notice they will be busier than normally on a Thursday night. Get down there with some lyrics from a song. And maybe a cuddly toy of your choice. I mean, to be honest, the one I gave Marie wasn't even that good. It was it was like a polar bear, and the head kept falling off.
It was just how you did it and how you read the lyrics. It was just beautiful.
Hi, ladies.
Beautiful.